Is your business worth saving? Welcome to Business Rescue Roadmap, providing new approaches to your business, how to avoid pitfalls, and proven methods to take your business to the top. Save your business, rescue your life with your host and business coach, Stacy Tuschel.
Hello and welcome to the Business Rescue Roadmap. I'm your host, Stacy Tuschel, and on today's show, we have Alexis Neely. She is a new economy personal finance expert who offers a modern and much needed perspective for personal finance and business decisions. She graduated first in her class from Georgetown Law and quickly started to build these really successful businesses. She's built $4 million businesses and is a best-selling author. And her two current business ventures, which are New Law Business Model and Eyes Wide Open Life, they're both fully location independent and they provide new economy business model consulting and implementation services to people who want to serve others deeply and make a great living while doing that. Alexis, thank you so much for being here and welcome to the Roadmap.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. And, you know, it's so interesting how that roadmap, at least for my business, is always so evolutionary. So hearing you read my bio, I'm like, oh, that's, we got to update that. That some things have shifted and changed already.
Yeah. And like you said, they're always evolving. So I love that you mentioned that.
Yes.
Well, let's dive in if you're ready. And this first section I talk about is called Commit to Win or Cut Your Losses. And now you've built $4 million businesses, so maybe we need to talk about a specific one, but whatever you'd love to talk about, let's go there. So my question for you is, what were decisions or factors that came into play when you had to decide to commit your to win or cut your losses with a specific business?
That's a really great question. You know, one I've faced over the years a number of times, because I think in every situation we get to a breakdown point. And I remember reading the book, The Dip, Seth Godin's book, The Dip, at one point, like looking for the answer, like, what should I do? You know, should I keep moving forward or should I just cut my losses and go? And it's I've asked this question many times in many different business ventures that I've had. And what I have almost always found is that the breakdown point is going to lead you to the breakthrough if you hang in there. And so the question of whether or not to hang in there really comes down to your commitment to the work that you're delivering and the people that you're delivering it to. If you are committed to that work and the people that you're delivering it to, you move forward. You keep going. You might need to revamp your business model. You may need to shift the way that you're delivering your service, receive feedback, and transform based on that feedback. But you don't just leave the marketplace. And I found this out firsthand, I would say, back in 2000, you know, it's kind of 2010 to 2012 timeframe. This was a timeframe when I hit my big breakdown point. By that point, in 2009, I had two companies. They were making a total of about $2 million a year. I had already built a million-dollar law practice and sold it. And so now these were my second and third companies. And I was burned out. I was exhausted. The business models that I had built them on were flawed in many respects because they were so dependent on me. And they were dependent on me in a way that they forced me to maintain a specific image, face, brand as Alexis Neely or Alexis Martin Neely, which, you know, if you go way back with me, then you know me as Alexis Martin Neely. And there was this other part of me that was wanting to come out. I today know this part of me as Ali Shanti. And I, when I would begin to write about things that were more spiritually oriented or more off the beaten path, less mainstream, being the truth of who I was, my team would push back and they would say, Alexis, you can't do that. Alexis, you can't say that. Alexis, you can't write that. Alexis, you can't wear that. You'll hurt the business. I was serving lawyers at the time. And they were convinced that by me being all of who I was going to hurt the business. I can look back now and recognize that that belief was merely an outpicturing of my own internal consciousness. I believed that if I was all of who I was, then I wouldn't be able to serve this lawyer market. I wouldn't be able to earn money, et cetera. So they reflected that back to me. And I got to a point where I said, you know what? Forget it. I'm not doing this anymore. I moved from Los Angeles to Colorado. I had been a legal expert on TV when I was in Los Angeles. There was a lot of conflict in my businesses, and I just said, forget it. I'm like leaving. And I moved to Colorado. And over the 2010 to 2011 timeframe, I slowly began to allow this other part of me to emerge, Ali Shanti. I didn't really know that name at the time, but I knew that this other part that was really different was emerging. And I shut everything down. In fact, I moved to a farm. I stopped doing anything that I had previously done for money to be able to ask myself the question, who am I if I'm not motivated by money? What is true to my core? What is true to my being? And ended up living on this farm for a year in 2011. I ended up filing bankruptcy, like really letting everything go, my brand, my image, my reputation. But what I found during that time is that I did want to serve lawyers. It wasn't that I didn't want to serve lawyers. It wasn't that I didn't believe in the work that I was serving them with. In fact, during that time, I got the reflection back very clearly that they loved my work and that the lawyers who truly resonated with who I am, they kept paying me during this time, even though I didn't create anything new, because they were so grateful for the resources I had created for them up until that point. And I was able to see that the path that I went down of letting it all go, filing bankruptcy, and really getting to this, you know, rock bottom point was not necessary. But I made it necessary because I didn't understand that I could actually be all of who I am and still serve lawyers. I had to go down this very dark hole in order to discover that. And part of my work today is helping others to be able to bring out all of who they are and transition into their new way of being without having to, you know, go all the way down the rabbit hole that I did. But that's what I had to do. And I actually did have to give it all up to be able to see that I didn't actually have to give it all up. And so since then, since 2012, I rebuilt my companies on a new foundation, one that actually works for me and the people that I serve, that allows me to be all of who I am. I don't have to hide any parts of myself and still do the work of Alexis Neely in the world and bring forth the work of Ali Shanti into the world and actually live as both. Not have to kill off any part of myself or what I had created. And so, that was a situation where I faced that reality of letting it all go and finding that actually what wanted to continue on is what was true. Yeah.
Can I ask you who is Ali Shanti, the one that you say that you discovered, you found? Can you explain that to us?
Sure, absolutely. So Ali Shanti is what I now understand as my artist name or my priestess name. It is a name that, you know, deeply resonates with a great part of my being as, the part of me that is taking the road less traveled, the part of me that sees the new world we are creating and is living into the new models, paving the way, the pioneer, creating these new models, oftentimes helping people to see what they can't see, often that's right in front of them. You know, it's really priestess work in many regards and in a modern day context, right? In the past, it looked different. Today, you know, I refer to myself sometimes as a business priestess because that's the format that it's coming through. I'm working with people who are in this transition point in their own lives with how they use their resources of time, energy, attention, and money. I call those your team resources. And in the past, we used those resources in service to creating more and more and more money, thinking that that would keep us safe. But realizing as we step into this new world together that that old paradigm of safety is actually false. It's no longer true that we can just, you know, work for 40 or 50 years, build up a retirement account, and then retire to have the lives we want. That that old paradigm is not only failing, but it has failed. 50 years from now is too late to start being all of who you are. You need to be able to be that now. And so that is, you know, really this Ali Shanti persona. And by the way, I want to be clear for you and everybody listening that Alexis Neely and Ali Shanti, in many respects, they're still personas. They're not the truth of who I am as a spiritual being incarnated, you know, on this planet during this time. I'm the observer. I'm the witness. I'm the one who is watching this life, watching these personas play out in the world, watching the stories, but not doing my best on a daily basis to not attach too much to any of it, but to be able to stay in the truth of who I actually am, which, you know, is spirit incarnate, as we all are at our core.
Well, and I think it's so easy to fall in that trap of you can't wear this, you can't do this, you can't say this, you can't look like that. People aren't going to like you. They're going to go the other way. But it really, in today's world, we want to bring that out because you want certain people not to like you. You want to attract the people who are like-minded and they will like what you say and what you wear and how you act and who you are. So, you know, what a twist on the new economy and how this works and just the age and era that we're in today.
Yeah, I mean, that right there has been one of the biggest challenges for me, I'll be honest. So if you know anything about the Enneagram, my Alexis Neely self is a 3 on the Enneagram. And the 3 on the Enneagram is all about image and achievement and how I'm perceived. So letting go of of all of that and being willing to be seen for who I actually am has been terrifying. To be willing to alienate people has been terrifying because, you know, it strikes at our core sense of belonging. And in this process of bringing out all of who I am, you know, I've attracted a lot of haters. In fact, you know, like an entire hater blog at times is dedicated to what I'm doing in the world and making fun of it. And I mean, they say really awful, mean things. And I have had to, again, come back to this witness state and this recognition that even in the face of that kind of hatred, even in the face of that kind of bullying, I can still hold on to my truth and I could still shine that light as a representative model for others who are facing the same thing, because so many of us are hiding pieces of who we are because we're afraid that if we truly bring it all out and show our weird parts, the parts of us that got kinked up at various parts of life, or really express our fullness, we won't be able to support ourselves and our families.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you for sharing that. It's just so important for us to know, and to know that from some of us, you know, our perspective, we look at you and we see this great success, but we don't hear the backstory. We don't see what you've gone through and what you still go through. And it's so great for us to hear all sides of this. So thank you for sharing.
You're so welcome.
Let me ask you a financial question. And we call this Money Really Does Matter. We get into the finances, the mistakes, the failures, the successes of money. Now, and you did bring up already that you did file a bankruptcy before, so I would love to hear your take on, do you have a specific incident in mind that you could share with us to help us learn from your financial lessons, and so maybe that we take a different road in the future?
Yeah, this is a big one, because part of what I'm bringing into the world is a new paradigm understanding of money. And money does matter, and it is an infinite resource. It is something that we've come to by agreement what it means and how we access it. And there's so much conditioning that's built in that's created all of this emotion around it that makes it difficult for some people to access, or causes others to sacrifice their lives in service to accessing it. And so what I did in my life and what I see a lot of people doing in their lives, and I hope to change, is that we are sacrificing our non-renewable assets in service to an asset that is infinitely renewable. So what are our non-renewable assets? Time, energy, and attention. Once you have spent your time, energy, and attention, it's gone. You can't get it back. We all have the same 24 hours, 7 days a week. and some of us have a longer amount of time on the planet and others have less. And energy, you know, our greatest years of energy are in our youth. And our energy patterns shift and change as we get older. As you know, I'm 42 years old now. And I can see I don't have the same energy reserves that I had, for example, in my late 20s and early 30s. And I know that that will continue to change. I have to work differently than I did. And then, of course, our attention might be even our most valuable asset, and it's being sucked up in so many different ways these days. So what I hope to shift for people is to recognize that money is actually to be used in service to time, energy, and attention versus our time, energy, and attention being used in service to money. And if money has been your compass up until now, where you look at money to tell you where to go, what I encourage you to do is to have a complete shift in awareness around this so that money is no longer your compass telling you where to go, but instead it is the fuel for your creative dreams, for your heart projects, for the work that you're really here to do in the world, for the life that you really want to have. The analogy I like to use here is you when you're planning a trip. You don't go out to your car to see how much gas you have to plan where you're going to go. Instead, you first decide where it is that you want to go, and then you go to the gas station to fill up your tank to make sure that you get there. It's the same way with money. And so what we've got to do is we've got to shift our relationship with money to see it as a tool, not as the thing that motivates us and guides us and directs us. And I actually created a whole program for myself that I needed to use to shift my relationship with money from my motivator to the thing that I access to fuel my actual motivation, which is my time, energy, and attention.
Great analogy. So money is your fuel. Great takeaway. I love it. Thank you for sharing that. Hey guys, let me pause for just a minute and tell you about one of our sponsors, FreshBooks. FreshBooks is the online accounting software that I personally use in my business. And a couple of the things that I use it for is something like invoicing. You can use FreshBooks to create and send invoices in about 30 seconds. There is no formatting, no fuss, just perfectly crafted invoice. And they also have late payment reminders. So when a client forgets to pay you on time, let FreshBooks handle the awkwardness with customizable late payment reminders. All right, now go and check out their 30-day free trial. You do not need a credit card to sign up, and you can just go to freshbooks.com/rescue and then let them know you heard about us on the Business Rescue Roadmap. So check it out. See what I use to help save my business and rescue my life every day. All right, back to the show.
Well, let me ask you about work-life balance. It's a big, you know, we've got lots of different opinions on work-life balance. So for me, I want to ask you, do you think it exists? And if so, you know, what does it mean to you? And do you feel like you have it? You've achieved it?
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you a little bit about my life today. I have two kids. I am a single mom, although I do have not financial support from my ex-husband, but we have a very close co-parenting relationship, which I feel grateful to have been able to develop with him, because 10 years ago when I told him I wanted a divorce, he told me he hated me and we would never be friends again. Today we're actually quite close. And I have an extended community. I have two businesses. I have various different relationships that I'm involved in. And so I don't work most evenings anymore. On occasion when there's a push in one of the businesses I do. This past Sunday was really interesting because it was just a reminder to me again of how different my life is now, where I was, you know, just hanging out with my friends and I wasn't even thinking about needing to be on my computer and do any work. You know, balance to me has taken on a new definition. I used to think that balance was some sort of rigid structure that I needed to create in my life that I could achieve. And what I recognize today is that balance is actually meeting each moment as it is. It is you showing up for what's needed in each moment and having the resources, the internal resources that you need to meet that moment. So it is no longer this rigid structure, although I have a lot of structures in place that allow me to have the life that I have. But the balance is meeting each moment. And so the structures that I use, you know, I use a time blocking calendar that without it, I would not be able to have the life that I have today. If something's not on my calendar, it doesn't happen. And when I give out the link to my free resources at the end of the show today, I'll give you a link to be able to get that time blocking calendar that I use and to see how I set it up and how I communicate that with my team so that we're all on the same page. So, you know, work-life balance is really dependent on you being clear about the life that you want. What will it cost for you to have that life at five different levels? Minimum to be happy, minimum to be of service, preferred if you could afford it, no limits, and now. And then to identify where your now is in relationship to your minimum to be happy, minimum to be of service, preferred, or no limits, so that you know exactly where you are now, what you're working towards next. Some of you will be working towards your minimum to be happy. Some of you will be working towards minimum to be of service, some towards preferred. And then identifying how much time do you actually have to earn your income? Most of us overestimate the amount of time we actually have to earn our income, and we underestimate the amount of time it will take to do that. So we're undercharging for our services and then spending our time taking away from the things that are really important to us because we just don't have clarity about these things. We don't have the practical tools to support us. And so our life gets out of balance because we just didn't come to it from a place of clarity, or we're choosing the wrong income models for us. For example, some people will go into entrepreneurship thinking that, oh, well, this will be my saving grace. I'll have all this freedom, only to find out that it actually takes more time, especially in the beginning, to make the money than they thought it would. And now they're sacrificing their life in the process. Sometimes, though, it turns out that you can actually make a lot more money and a lot less time working for yourself. And so you've really got to evaluate your resources honestly and with clarity to choose the income model. And I teach eight different income models tied to these different entrepreneurial archetypes so that you can choose the income model / combination of income models that's true to you, not based on the media and the marketing that you're seeing out there that has you fooled into thinking that whatever that is, you know, point to the person that you are watching jealously as they do their thing on Facebook is the right answer for you. But instead, being able to come to that truth from a place of clarity, awareness, and understanding.
Yeah, and I like that you're talking about these eight different models because it's not every model is going to work for you, or you're not even going to want them all to work for you. It just depends on, you know, what you're hoping to get out of this. And like you said, you've got to figure out those numbers to evaluate it. Yeah. So I think that's great that you've got options. You're letting people decide what works for them
based on the truth of their real personal situation and not trying to create our insides based on somebody else's outsides.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, let me ask you, what do you enjoy most about being an entrepreneur?
I think what I enjoy most about it is that I do get to structure the use of my resources as I choose. It truly is up to me, and it forces me to look at all the places that I have not yet fully developed awareness. I look at everything that we're doing as an opportunity to come into more awareness, to come into more truth. And there's a lot of places that, you know, I hide from myself, a lot of places of resistance. And so being an entrepreneur gives me the opportunity to continue to grow, to learn, to be able to make mistakes, learn, grow, and evolve. Growing into my leadership, for example, has been huge for me. I used to think I was a leader, but I wasn't at all. I was hiding, you know, this part of myself that just wasn't really the kind of leader I wanted to be. And so over the past few years, I've gotten to grow into becoming this leader and root myself on, you know, and see myself become a woman that I truly love to be. And it's been entrepreneurship, along with parenting and relationship, that have been, you know, has been one of the main pathways for me to step into being able to be this woman. And I just like that I get to choose. You know, I have what I call financial liberation, knowing that I can earn what I need when I need it on demand, being all of who I am. And I have personal sovereignty. I get to choose in each moment what's most important to me and how do I allocate my time, energy, attention, and money.
Yeah, definitely. Just the phrase having choices. I mean, that is such a huge benefit of being an entrepreneur. So I love that you brought that up. You don't hear, like, it's nice to hear different aspects of what people like out of it, because you forget that we have choices every single day in our business.
That's right.
Well, before we go, could you share one piece of advice to my listeners? So who's listening is somebody that they're an entrepreneur, and, you know, maybe some days are great and maybe some days they're not so great. You know, what's something that you want to share with them to make sure that they keep going and kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel?
Yeah, what I want to share with you is that every opportunity is your greatest, every challenge, every conflict, every struggle is your greatest opportunity to be more of who you really are. And the way that you are able to get to that is to look at these challenges, conflicts, and struggles as gifts. To find the gift and the calling that is there for you to see what you might not be seeing. To learn, grow, and evolve from your mistakes. To not beat yourself up. But to recognize that this thing that feels so hard in the moment was given to you so that you can become the best you possible. And truly, the only failure is to turn a blind eye to that, to blame somebody else, to become a victim, and to not see the gift. So see the gift, mine it for all it's got. Don't beat yourself up. Instead, cheer yourself on, recognizing that you're becoming the best human possible and being a living representative for those that come behind you.
Great. Well, Alexis, thank you so much for being here. And please share with us where we can find you and just any information to direct us to more of your services, your website, things like that.
Great. So there's a few different places that you can access my resources. My best free resources are at moneymap.tv. And if you get there and there's five different choices that you have, if you choose the one free up your time, you're going to get that time blocking calendar that I promised you. And hopefully when you get there, we'll still have our Money Map Life and Income Planning series there for free. It is something that we're going to be shifting into paid soon, but that would be a great thing for you if it's available. And then you can find my main website and my blog at eyeswideopenlife.com. And I do encourage you to sign up for our love letter, our weekly love letter that we send out. You get to get raw and real with me and see what's really going on behind the scenes. And you can also do that at alexisneely.com. That's alexisneely.com.
Great. Well, and I will put all of those links in the show notes. So if you are someplace driving and you can't write those down, come back to the show notes page and grab those links and definitely check it out. The online calendar, I'm obsessed with online calendars, so I'm very intrigued, and I will definitely be checking out that out myself. So again, Alexis, thank you so much for being here. Such a pleasure having you on the show today.
Thank you for having me, Stacey. I so appreciate it.
Hey, before you go, I want to ask you, do you love listening to the Business Rescue Roadmap? Would you like to work with me one-on-one? If so, go to stacytushel.com/coaching. For a limited time, I have a few spots each week. I take on less than one client every day where I help you save your business and rescue your life. And I help you design your own personal business rescue roadmap. I hope you check it out. stacytushel.com/coaching.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Business Rescue Roadmap. Be sure to visit stacytushel.com for more free content, videos, and online courses like the Get Focused Academy that helps you let go of distractions and take the action necessary to achieve your dreams. We look forward to helping you save your business and rescue your life here on the Business Rescue Roadmap.